Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is a long time, 11 year. Next month will be his 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's the author of a number of books, including U.S. by the Numbers, and another one coming out pretty soon. And he's our good friend Ray Keating. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks for making me feel old this morning. I appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we do what we can around here, Ray. It's good to have you back. Ray, let's get the Fed stuff out of the way in this segment. The Fed is ending up a two-day meeting. They met yesterday, the meeting today, and there's really not any big surprises, right? I mean, nobody's expecting them to raise rates. We don't know what they're going to do about the language that they're going to say, that they're going to use, but basically rates are going to stay the same, right?
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely right. Nobody's expecting anything dramatic on the rate front. They'll keep the Fed funds rate where it is, which is almost at zero. And
tell folks what you mean by almost zero.
Well, the federal funds rate, which is the short-term rate that the Fed sets for banks to do interbank loaning, short-term loans, that type of thing, they drove it down once the credit economic crisis really hit and started September 2008. And the Fed drove that rate down as low as it has ever been, or as low as it can be. And,
yeah, which is zero.
It's in the range of zero to, you know, 0.5% or something like that. Yeah. So they drove the rate down tremendously, and it has been there for quite some time, and nobody expects anything in terms of any kind of changes on that.
And zero to 0.25% depends on the transaction, but basically, the prime rate is based off of the higher rate. So if the higher rate on that range is 25 basis points or 0.25%. Then prime is 3.25.
Right. That's exactly right.
And of course, small businesses, as you know, Ray, don't know anything about prime. We only know about prime plus.
Right.
Prime plus.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the dreaded prime plus 6.
Yep.
But so that's the world we live in. But okay, so the Fed's not going to raise rates probably. A lot of speculation about whether they will later in the year. I still don't think they will. I think the economy is still going to be pretty fragile by the end of the year. And then there's this other stuff that they do with their telegraphing. They're being a little less opaque as they have been over the last several years, and that's telegraphing where they think they were going by the language that they use.
Right, and that's, you know, the short statement is read closely to see if are they, you know, how concerned are they about the economy? Do they see the economy turning around in a sustainable way? And if so, you know, does that mean that they're starting to get a little more focused on the price stability side of things rather than the economic growth / unemployment side of things.
Yeah.
So that's the rest of it that we'll, you know, all kind of pick our way through. The interesting thing, I think, with the Fed is this: essentially you have this tremendous overhang right now. What I mean by that is, you know, when they drove the Fed funds rate down, the Fed has grown the monetary base, which is basically currency and traveler's checks, the thing that they have the most control over. They've grown it expanded at a rate that we've never seen in the history of our country, quite frankly. From September of 2008 to the latest numbers, I looked at these yesterday, the monetary base has grown by 138%.
Hmm.
Now, that's never been done before.
Wow.
Not even close. And then, so what did they accomplish with this? I mean, this is what the interesting question is, because, you know, things, you remember what happened in late 08?
That's right.
The Fed has got to do something, got to provide liquidity, get the economy moving, and so on.
Isn't this what happened 10 years ago?
Well, that's right. That's exactly right, Jim.
That created the problem of the last decade?
Right. And what's interesting now is what exactly has happened is, the only thing that's happened is bank reserves have grown, have jumped by 227% over the same period. And guess what? When you look at the growth in bank reserves and the growth in monetary base, it's about the same.
Yeah.
So essentially,
but we aren't having a growth of loans to businesses.
Well, we're not. That's where you see that it's not happening. I mean, it's not. That's what I mean. The reserves are sitting there. When you look at the broader money supply numbers, M1 and M2, they've grown some, but nothing. I mean, you know, just to give you an idea, M1 over these periods has grown by about 19%, M2 mm-hmm. by 9%. So the point is that there's not monetary demand there to match this. So the question, why am I telling you all this? Because the question is that when the economy starts to pick up here, and we saw some at least high GDP growth the last quarter,
right.
If this starts to take hold, is it real economic growth, or is it just monetary-driven?
Which is exactly what which makes me feel like Groundhog Day
right.
here.
Right. And that means, is it going to translate into inflation?
Deja vu all over again. Exactly. The inflation thing, which we didn't have last time, but we may have this time. Quick break, 20-tail, right back with Ray Keating. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.